This is Rhian Jones on the 20th of April with the news that the Royal Brompton Hospital has lost its legal challenge to the consultation on children's cardiac surgery and the rationalisation of hospitals in England. The Court of Appeal have reversed the decision taken some months ago when the Royal Brompton successfully mounted a judicial review of the consultation. And many of us find this not a very surprising result. The original decision was always a slightly strange one because the judge had basically declared the consultation unlawful on very, very narrow grounds. Basically, had found fault with the process used to select the options to put forward in the consultation, and specifically the way in which the research capability of the Royal Brompton had been portrayed in the consultation document. And not surprisingly, the Court of Appeal have said no, this wasn't sufficient reason to declare the consultation unlawful. But it's a very wide-ranging judgment and an extremely interesting one for us, because basically what it's saying is, look, the courts are not the right place to have these arguments. In a very telling phrase, they're saying consultation is meant to be self-correcting. In other words, if a public body, in reaching a provisional view, makes mistakes or has false assumptions, the whole period of consultation is an opportunity to put those right and for people to put forward their arguments and their counter-arguments. And what they're effectively saying is if the Royal Brompton wasn't happy with the way that its research capability had been portrayed, then the way to do that and put it right was not to rush to judicial review, but instead to advance its case through the process of consultation. Now, one of the results of this judgment will be that many people will see it as a green light for the NHS to be a little bit bolder in many of the hospital reconfigurations that it wants to do and which the economic circumstances at the time will require us to do in the next few years. And I dare say that it will give a strong signal to deter hospitals from taking the NHS to court. It's said that the Royal Brompton actually spent £1.2 million on this legal challenge. But I don't think it's going to stop campaigners wanting to save their local services or trying to safeguard hospital facilities that they think will be threatened from going to court if they think they haven't had a fair opportunity to state their case. After all, nothing in this judgment undermines or sets aside or waters down in any way the particular requirements of the Gunning principles. Now, these were established 27 years ago and have become a very solid feature in the law of consultation. They're very much in our minds at the moment because in the Institute, we're putting the finishing touches to a brand new training course we've got on the law of consultation. And we're building that around the four Gunning principles. And if a public body fails to meet those principles, then I think it can expect to be challenged. And in fact, many of these cases won't even go to court because I think the challenge of itself will oblige the public body to think again. I think the Royal Brompton case was always going to be a 50-50 case. It exposes the pitfalls and the dangers that the NHS and others face when developing their options. And for that reason, we need to study it very carefully. I'm sure you can rely on the Institute to do that. But I also think hundreds of civil servants, NHS managers, local government officers and others will have to take very seriously what this court has said in this case.